It's approaching 5 p.m. on Wednesday, the 7th of October, as I head back down through the parks, heading home. My first outing, if you like, from or since the prostate biopsy on Monday morning. First outing proper, that is. On Monday, so I went to my bed for a couple of hours and I didn't do anything after that. I felt so tired and lethargic, and maybe a wee bit sorry for myself being sore in certain regions. Anyway, yesterday things started to ease off a bit. Still not right. Still terrible, uncomfortable sensations within, not relating to the painful discomfort elsewhere. So I limited what I did yesterday, and because I had so much stuff to do indoors that I wanted to catch up on, I managed to do that. Problem was sitting. By the way, I should explain that this is a further update on the diary I'm running now for prostate issues. And this morning, after another decent night's sleep, things have eased off much more. And I felt much more comfortable, but the weather's not been nice, so I decided to stay indoors and get on with things as well. Catch up with some more things, and following my dinner, I decided I was brave enough to venture out. Actually, no, I could have went a walk yesterday just the same, but as I said, I wanted to give things 40 hours to heal as advised and not risk anything. Maybe I would have to run across a road if I got caught out with a truck bombing down towards me at 50 miles an hour instead of 30. Things like that. So I just thought, play it safe. Stay around the house. I was outside. This morning, actually, I got up and went out and swept the leaves from around the house with no issues whatsoever. I'm not even giving it a think because I was listening to some audiobooks, in particular Octavers. Anyway, getting back to the issue, things have definitely eased off a great deal now. I still passing tiny amounts of blood at the wee end. I say the wee as in a, what's the word? Oh my God. For a pee. I can't remember the term. But very, very little. So I'm happy enough with that. In fact, it's easing off and easing off as was advised it would happen. Walking wise, I'm feeling absolutely fine. I can walk at my fast pace, although I'm taking my time now. But I'm actually feeling, because of those 2 days, well, actually we had a weekend away before that. So because of that, not doing a lot of walking, especially brisk or long walking, I'm actually feeling a wee bit out of condition. I've also put on a couple of pounds. But that'll come back off again once I get started back into normal activities. What's it they used to say? Normal activities will resume as soon as possible. That's usually when the television broke down, the channel that is. But I'm feeling fine. There's still slight discomfort, but I'm sure that by the time I get another night's sleep, it'll be gone, if not totally gone. It'll be so negligible it won't be worth talking about. So basically, this is just, as I said, a wee diary update for myself, but also to create that diary on a sort of maybe a journey. It may be a long journey, or it may also be a short journey. And I'm not trying to build this up into anything that's super important or super horrific, because it's a very common thing nowadays, and the treatments they have nowadays are so superb that if got early enough, in general, it can be fixed, it can be sorted, and your life is not threatened anymore. So, as I said, I'm not playing this up by any means. I just wanted to record how things go for me. And so maybe, you know, in 2 or 3 weeks' time, I can look back and say, well, that's the end of the diary, because the results were negative. Although, I've done too much reading to know that that's not necessarily the case, but I'll put it all behind me for a while anyway before I go asking for another PSA blood test, But anyway, that's how things are at the moment. I've actually enjoyed getting out. It's not been a pleasant day, as in it's been raining, but it's at least it's been straight down rain. And I've been able to get out a walk. It's dried off now. So I'm really pleased with that. And I'll feel the benefit once I get back home, having stretched the legs. When you're at home, especially with something, something of the ilk of a rear-end examination, when you tend to sit too much anyway, it doesn't do it any good. I mean, it's like having a sore thumb, but keeping a hefty book sitting on top of it, if you know, if that analogy would fit. So, trying to get as much exercise and get myself up and running as possible. Get myself back to super fit, man. Super fit. But, yeah, so I'm feeling okay. Just, so long as everything goes to plan, and in 2 or 3 weeks' time, I get a nice wee letter. Yes, a nice wee letter. Not a bad letter, if you know what I mean. Anyway, I'm not sure when I'll continue this, but at least at this stage, because it's my first walk out since the Awkward Monday, I thought I'd just record it for a diary. So there you go. Not interesting, I know. Absolutely not interesting, and probably absolutely not interesting to most women. You ladies out there, if you've got this far, my God. Probably more of interest to men who may not have ever experienced any of these problems or issues. Maybe because you're still too young and nothing's happened yet. But it'll come. I hope that you're all out there, all the ones out there, all the guys that listen to me out there, have escaped and will escape come the 40 mark. And never know what prostate problem is. There you go. That's enough waffle. Gotta go now.